Now we're going. It's not going.
Got another problem. It's Dragon Zord in battle mode.
It can only be an imposter.
Let me take him on, Zordon.
But you will be all alone against them, Tommy.
Give me this chance. I can handle him.
Very well, then. And let the power protect you.
All right. Smurfing time.
Dragon Zord.
Go.
Okay, hey!
Hi!
Welcome to Can of Nothing
Podcast.
Number 9.
Nine.
Chris doesn't have a problem with us opening it up that way anymore.
No. Because it's
nostalgia,
that's why.
Nostalgia from like a year ago.
This is the real April podcast.
Real April.
Probably gonna come out next
I wanna apologize for what I did in the last one. Got a little too many Cocoa Puffs, a little cuckoo. So okay, I think this one's better than the last one. I can finish right here. Thanks for listening. We'll see you in May. Go Green Ranger! Do you know in that part of that song? These guys in the background who yell, "Destroy the Power Rangers and destroy the Earth!"
No.
It's so cool. Alright, so...
How come they're not crazy?
I don't know.
Who wrote it?
I don't know. I think it's the same people who wrote like all the Power Rangers
theme
songs.
I remember they came out with a soundtrack too.
Really?
Came out or something?
Aerosmith. Zio! And Zio was like, stronger than before. Go, Zio! Powered up. And then the opening had, like, the laser thing was cutting the Zio shapes into the gold.
Cool.
Remember their helmets were like a star and whatever.
Way cool.
Way cool, Dad. That's a line from,
Saved zombies.
All right, so Derek, what happened? You want to talk about the last podcast? What happened there?
Oh, I thought we were just gonna.
Okay.
What?
Well, I mean, you had to save the zombie sequence there.
You ruined it.
All right, that was a little thing from Save the Zombies.
Too late now. Way cool.
Way cool. So what's going on with Save the Zombies, Derek? It's not first on our list, but we can talk about that right now.
No, we can't. We're going against the list.
Oh, all right. We
gotta flow.
We gotta flow. I didn't say it like that.
I know.
Said we gotta flow. Now it's we gotta flow. We gotta flow. All right. I got some complaints about us always clearing our throats in all the previous podcasts.
Oh, really?
Like, constantly. Batman, we filmed. So I guess we just have to do it more now. And we have a third person. We got Chris here with us today.
Hey,
Chris.
Yes.
Chris,
the
clear.
The original person who made this podcast popular.
It really only got interesting from number 3 when Chris joined us. First one's a little. That's why we didn't continue it until later that month, about eight months later maybe.
Something.
Second one is a little bit boring. Me and Derek talking about things that already happened a long time ago. Third one, we had Chris come back in once, first time.
Yeah,
clear your throat, Chris.
Yeah.
All right, so now we're gonna
because he gets his voice in.
It's gonna be three times as much voice clearing this time.
All in HD.
In HD, DVD, audio.
Surround sound
6. What are that now? 7.1 surround 12. Sound.
12.1.
12.1 surround sound. Hey, Derek, when are they going to have portable iPods that play 7.1 surround sound in your ears?
I don't know.
Like, they'd have to give you, like, a helmet.
When we
a white iPod helmet.
That's true. That'd
and
pretty cool.
Soon, phone carrier. And then soon, that'll become trendy. You know how people have to walk around with their iPods sticking out?
Yeah.
Now headgear won't be baseball caps or trucker hats or anything. It'll be iPod caps.
Yeah.
With speakers inside. Maybe a visor. Like
it also makes it safer for when you're walking around. Well, if you trip and fall, you'll be protected.
Well, your iPod might break.
That's okay.
Your head will crack open to the sounds of Neil Sedaka.
Neil Sedaka, eh?
7.1.
Excellent choice.
Yeah, I just see him on TV all the time.
Commercials for
TV. Oh, commercials for like AM 740.
Oh.
All your favorites, like Neil Sedaka, Frank Sinatra, Nat King Cole. Those are my favorites.
Everybody's favorite.
Except, no, my number one is whoever did the Power Rangers theme song.
I don't think that's like oldies.
1993.
The old.
I was reading all this Power Rangers stuff, and did you know Power Rangers started in 1975 in Japan?
I had no idea.
And the one they started with in America was like the 12th of the series.
Wow.
So they're not the original Rangers. They weren't called Power Rangers. They're called like something Beast Rangers because they turn into dinosaurs.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they should do one.
What?
No.
Power Rangers show?
Power Rangers. Yeah, make it maybe. With the original and just cut in.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting how they do that show because they bring over all these clips from the Japanese show, and they have to somehow fit in their own storylines to the Japanese fighting, and then they have to recreate some of it in the American show,
because
there's some shots where it's like Goldar talking to them out of costume, so then.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I thought you meant Goldar was out of costume.
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
That would be cool. Well, it's like the last episode of Power Rangers in Space when they killed Zordon and his beam came out and made everyone good.
Oh, yeah.
Spoiler.
And then they showed Rita as a good person. They showed Lord Zedd as a good person.
Was that actual actors?
No, see, they had to recreate them as American actors.
No, I mean, like, the voice actors.
Oh, I don't know. Oh. Maybe. Mm.
Way cool.
Did you know it's not Saban anymore doing Power Rangers?
No, Saban's dead.
Disney acquired it.
Wow, really?
That's why it's on like ABC and the Disney Channel all the time.
Wow. Family
Saban
channel.
Dead? I don't know. Haim, Haim, how do you say his name? It's Haim, Saban.
Wow.
Haim? I always called him Haim.
Haim.
Haim. Haim. Haim.
Well,
Saban.
Haim making maneuver.
But that's not how you spell it.
Yeah,
I don't know how to spell it. Alright, this is getting off to a good start.
Power Rangers.
The new one's called Power Rangers Something Overdrive. Watch it on ABC on Saturday mornings. I watched it. It was really bad. Last good one was In Space.
Yeah, I was lost in Galaxy's Game because I thought all the evil turned into good. So
apparently it's... Well, I mean, it's a lost galaxy, right?
Yeah,
so,
but...
Like,
but
Zordon missed that one when his energy went out.
But then, what's it called? In, they always had that special episode where the In-Space Rangers came to help the lost galaxy. So what the hell?
I don't know.
There.
Mm. And then there was
how did a lost galaxy come?
I showed you guys that episode of Wild Force where the 10 Red Rangers came back.
Yeah.
And, like, it doesn't make sense either because... Some of the original powers were destroyed.
Yeah.
Like the Jason Red Ranger, his power is gone. I don't know what happened to Turbo and Zeo. I think they were destroyed, maybe. The Alien Ranger came back. I don't know.
Alien
Rangers. Oh, this is cool. There was a Japanese series that was just about those Alien Rangers. But they weren't Alien Rangers. They just had to mix in original Power Rangers with Alien Rangers into one show.
I like how they did it, though, because then
they're searching for the Zeo. Yeah. No, I remember the episode when like Rita or Lord Zedd took all the water out of Earth, out of Angel Grove, and then this is when the Rangers were little. Do you remember that? When they turned small?
Yeah.
So their mission was to find water because the Alien Rangers were dying. That was cool. Yeah, I've been watching Power Rangers a lot lately, downloading all the episodes. I'm on episode 16, soon the Green Ranger's coming.
You know what I don't understand?
What?
Exactly how did Jason become the Gold Ranger? Tommy just found
him. Oh, no. There was an alien who was the Gold Ranger.
Yeah.
You know how they kept hinting, well, maybe it's Billy, maybe it's Alpha or whatever. But it ended up just being some alien guy, and then he was... I forget why, but he had to pass his power on to someone, so they brought in Jason.
No, but, like, there was no even hint about it being Jason, or them trying to find Jason.
Yeah, I know, he just kind
of appeared. The beginning of the episode, you see Tommy and Jason running, and then I think it was whatever.
I don't remember.
The machine guy. I saw it
over the summer. I downloaded that one over the summer, but I don't remember.
Like a bandana. I remember that.
Yeah. I remember when Jason and Kimberly came back in Turbo, Power Rangers movie.
That was so useless.
And they turned evil. Just like when Billy and Kimberly turned evil in that one episode.
Oh, yeah.
That was a really bad episode.
You know,
their acting is horrible.
I hated Rocky.
Rocky.
Rocky sucks.
He didn't come back for the Red Ranger episode. Because he retired from acting.
Oh.
But how would he do it anyways? Because he just replaced other Red Rangers.
Yeah,
so
but
they
then he
couldn't
also became the Red Ranger for Zeo.
No, but see, in this episode, Tommy was the Zeo one. They brought the black guy back to be the Turbo one, and Jason was the original.
Wait, I thought Tommy was the Red Ranger for Turbo.
Later, he was. I don't know.
But then, how would Rocky be there? What?
Rocky was Red Ranger. He replaced...
Well, he wasn't
Zeo,
was he?
He was the Blue Ranger in Zeo.
No, the black guy was the Blue Ranger. Oh, wait, no, he wasn't there. No, he was the Blue Ranger for...
I don't know, but... I like.
I don't know anything about Power Rangers.
I like the second Pink Ranger better than Kimberly. And I think Aisha was a better Yellow Ranger than Trini.
No.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Trini was kind of lame.
She thought her grandfather thought Billy had a new comb.
I remember that. I just watched it recently. This is all like new to me now. It's fresh in my mind. And he had an invisible formula.
And
Rita was trying to get it away from him. I don't get her plan in that episode. Her plan was to steal the invisible formula and make the Power Rangers invisible. That would make things easier for them. Like, they don't disappear entirely if they're invisible. They're just, I mean, they're still around. They can still fight her.
Yeah. Wait, did they ever end Turbo? Like, end it?
Turbo, well, the first, everything up to In Space sort of connected to each other. Like, the original Power Rangers ended because the base was destroyed and they needed to find the Zeo crystals.
The bad woman.
The bad woman?
You know, she was in the fish tank.
Diva Talks?
Sure, whatever. And
yeah.
She was sisters with the new Zordon.
The new Zordon?
Well, there was Zordon and then he left, right? And then that woman came and then Alpha 5 turned into Alpha 6.
I don't remember that now. Don't worry, I'm working my way up. But I'm only on episode 16 of the first season.
Oh.
There's like 80 episodes. It's going to be a good summer. Summer of Power Rangers. That's why I put my poster back up. I remember I had a Power Rangers poster from like 10 years ago. 12 years ago, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I remember when Fox showed it. They showed it out of continuity. So they didn't introduce the weapons properly, just one day they showed up, and then the next week...
Fox did the same thing when they re-aired the X-Men cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
It was all out of order. They showed, like, Days of Future Past Part 1, and then something to do with the Sentinels, and then Days of Future Past Part 2, and everything was weird. And I taped them all. I can't watch it now, because it doesn't make sense. Like, what, Cable was there, and now he's gone? Yeah. I just assumed it was, like, something else that was happening elsewhere. I don't know.
No, but even for, when Fox got Firefly.
What's Firefly?
You know that movie that came out? I forgot what it was called.
The Joss Whedon thing.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
Remember
okay, his sci-fi series.
Yeah, yeah. I have Serenity, I have that.
Yeah, Serenity. Yeah, what's it called? They showed it out of continuity, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe they just enjoy doing that.
I don't know.
Derek, you should do that. Subculture.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that's kind of what I did with Domestic Dispute. Started with episode 4.
Oh, that's true.
And then it was like...
But nobody really...
No, it started with 7. And then it was like 7, 8, 9, 4, 5, 6. Then 1 was supposed to come out. And then 2 and 3. And then 10. Never happened.
Never finished.
All right, so we're back into canned stuff. What's first up on our list? Amazing Guys 4. How long have we been at this? We've been at this for almost 15 minutes.
talking about Power Rangers.
Amazing Guys 4, what's going on? Go, Derek.
Almost done.
That's it. Okay. It's Amazing Guys 4. So, did you guys see the new
trailer?
Chris, did you see Ninja Turtles?
No, I didn't.
Oh, man, we saw it. Derek, what'd you think?
I thought it was pretty good.
I loved it.
They didn't hype it. Awesome. I never saw any like commercials for it.
Yeah, they don't show the commercials for the toys. They don't really show that many TV spots.
Why? I mean, it's Ninja Turtles.
I probably saw like one commercial on TV and then the teaser trailer online.
Yeah.
But that was like months ago. And then the movie just came out.
How was it?
Like I said, I loved it. That was pretty cool.
Good acting.
Yeah.
All the
pretty good.
Voice
No.
No?
But they got, I mean, they get, even in the new cartoon, they're not the original guys, but they sound pretty good.
Yeah.
In the movies, they're different people, too. Oh. And this one, they're different. But they all have the essence of...
But isn't it the same Michelangelo?
I don't think so. I was reading the cast list on their website, and they didn't mention anything about them being the original Turtles. Mm. But they sound pretty the same. Like, Donatello is always like, hey, Michelangelo is, you know, the kind of your surfer party dude
what's
guy.
What's it called? Ninja Turtles 3, where they went...
Yeah.
And then Donatello's voice was completely
different. Everybody's voice was different.
So mad.
Even all. Remember, Splinter's voice in the new movie is the best, because it sounds like he has a lisp, kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know, he sounds like he's dying. It's like, okay, Turtles, you cannot fudge without me.
What's it called? Didn't the voice actor for Splinter die? Was he really old?
Was he the Japanese guy from Happy Days? The wax on, wax off guy? Was it him? Yeah. Was that him?
That was a long time ago.
I know, but I mean, it was more recent than long time ago. And Ninja Turtles was a long time ago.
Are you talking about the movie or the show?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the movie.
Oh. I don't know.
That's a different Japanese guy, but he also died.
That was the best. I think that was the best voice. That was pretty good.
You can't see it
again. Have you heard of the Angry Video Game Nerd? No?
No.
Online? He plays really bad NES games, and he just yells at it and talks about it, and he hates everything. And he did this three-part Ninja Turtle series where
Ninja Turtles is awesome.
He talked about everything that was bad about the Ninja Turtle movies. It was pretty funny.
Movies?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
he does some movie stuff too. Mm. Alright.
Go. Jump a lot?
Yeah, lots of. They jump like frogs in the new movie.
Really?
It's kind of cool.
It is?
Yeah. Ninja, Teenage Mutant Ninja Frog. Shredder's not there.
Because
it continues from the first two movies, and Shredder died in the second one.
Oh.
And plus, they said. Cool. Plus, because. The guys, one of the guys who originally created the Turtles for the comics, he said Shredder wasn't intended to be the main villain. It just happened that way because of the cartoon. So since this is more in line with the comic, they decided to not use Shredder.
So this is actually part 4, then?
Well, it continues. They kind of paid no attention to part 3
because
it was so bad.
Yeah, part 3
was pretty bad. It's like when they did Superman Returns, they're like, oh, it's a sequel to the first two movies, because parts 3 and 4 were horrible. Well, I don't really like those Superman movies that much.
Mm-hmm.
Superman wasn't that great.
I don't like Superman that much at all.
Yeah.
I did like him for a while.
He was still goody goody.
That's why I bought like that figure, and I have some comics, and he got lame. Not lame. Chris, you want my Death of Superman comics?
No, I don't like Superman.
Uh-huh.
No one.
Batman.
Yeah, I'm getting kind of tired of reading Batman too. I stopped buying those comics.
Maybe that's why you're watching Power Rangers again.
Yeah, I guess. I still like the character of Batman, but the comics aren't that great. Mm. Waiting for Dark Knight. Dark Knight. 2008. The Batman. I don't know. I never really liked that show.
I like how they drew Joker though.
Oh, yeah. He looks like a real Joker now.
Yeah.
More like a jester.
I didn't like how they do Batman, though.
Yeah. And his cape has been, like, weird. I don't like his cape. And he has that helmet dome head.
Yes, dome head.
And they did Penguin pretty good. It's like a really short, stubby guy with a giant hat. And Riddler was pretty bad in that show. He was all gothic. he's kind of like a more sinister Jim Carrey Riddler. Mm. Alright, so speaking of Batman... Batman episode 2.
We talked about this in like the last four.
Well, I mean, some different stuff going on.
I haven't liked a name for a change like 5 times.
No.
No.
We had some fake names just for ourselves earlier. Okay. And then I tried to come up with some. I had a couple that didn't really work out. And we settled on one, which we said last time, so we're not going to tell you again. What's going on?
You're asking yourself.
I'm asking Derek.
Why?
Because you're the writer. You had some unforeseen setbacks. not blaming anybody. No, can't. It's nobody's fault. But we have to change some things around, so we probably might not film this month like we said we will.
Mm-hmm. Maybe in May?
The stuff we can film, we're not ready for it yet because we've been not working on this. Derek's been working on it, but he's just been changing some lines here and there, making things more funny for him. Yeah, I had this whole thing. I was like, okay, guys, we're gonna do this right this time. I'm going to walk around and scout locations. I'm going to find out everywhere we're going to film. I'm going to make a... I was going to say, like, scoot location. And then we're going to figure out a filming schedule. Going to get times. Everyone's available all the time. Never asked anybody. Never really went to any locations. I'm still waiting for Derek to get me some pictures of his grandma's basement. So I can see if we can use that. And then we just kind of said, oh, well, maybe we use parks. Parks are everywhere. We did that in the first episode.
We like parks.
See, last time, all we did, I didn't figure out where we were going to film. We just walked around the day of and found
just
a place.
That one time I was from that place.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The marina. But for a long time, too, I was still trying to find something else because he kept telling me, it's an abandoned warehouse. Oh, man, what if some bums live there? So, okay, that'll be last resort, Alex. And it turns out it's really populated with cars and boats and everything.
It's worked out well.
And then, yeah, when we got there, we were like, oh, man, there's so many people. they're going to get in our way.
We get afraid if there's no people,
and
we get afraid
and
if there's people.
And my parents were getting worried, too. I was like, oh, Alex told us about this abandoned warehouse. Oh, no, don't go there. Might be people who want to get you. Just if someone asks you what's going on, just get out of there. Okay. And I had to bring my chair to use.
Oh, yeah.
And my dad's like, oh, no, what if it breaks? What if someone steals it? don't worry.
Someone steals the chair.
Yeah.
They need something to sit on.
Yeah, so we'll probably start. We got to get the Two-Face costume together. Then we can actually start something. But what are we going to do? Are you going to buy a mask?
I
think you should buy that mask you saw.
Maybe.
And then we'll figure out what... Because we need something anyway, so we'll buy that. Then we'll figure out what to do with it.
Okay.
What about Batman? Is he going to have a new look?
Batman, I don't know, maybe Batman, no, not a new hat. When I was in New York, I wanted to buy this Batman hat just to go along with the whole thing, but I didn't, because I bought my Batman t-shirt instead. Too expensive for a hat, it was like $15
or
something.
Like a beanie instead of a hat.
The Bat beanie. I don't know, I was going to make a new cape, because the one I have has a hole in it, but I didn't, and I wanted to buy a new belt, but I didn't. I always meant to make a proper utility belt. I was going to buy some pouches and stick it on, but... I mean, what would I put in it, anyways?
Rock.
Is this Two-Face? Yeah. So, nothing really new in the costume department.
What about in the audio department?
Audio department?
Oh,
yeah!
Are you making any music?
No. That'd be too much. But we gotta get that. We gotta buy a new wireless mic.
Oh man,
you're gonna try that out again?
Yeah. Well, yeah, let's buy it. I mean, even if we don't use it that much in this episode, it'll come in handy later, maybe for other things. But if anyone wants to donate a Bluetooth, expensive Bluetooth wireless microphone for camcorders. Money or the mic itself.
Money.
There's a quarter.
Okay. Chris is usually pretty generous with donations. We only have the Vader helmet because of Chris's generosity.
Yes.
I think what was it, like $30?
Even when you bought the Vader helmet, I still gave you money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every now and then we just said, Chris, we'd like to donate something for like Virtual Boy fund.
I thought we were really gonna buy a Virtual Boy. I wanted to try it.
I've tried it. You never tried it at all?
No. I've never seen one.
Wow.
Did Derek used to have one?
What? No. Yeah. I tried it at Costco.
Costco?
Wow.
They just had one there.
What did you play? Mario Tennis?
I played Mario Tennis.
Yes.
And it was like, it hurts your eyes. You come out, you're like, ah. But it's worth it. Because it's so cool looking.
All right. We should get along with the topic stuff because we have a lot, well, not a lot, but a lot more emails this time, which might take some time to answer. And
wow.
Since we've already talked about a lot of our canned stuff and nothing's really come out yet. Oh, more money from Chris.
Yay.
Let's see. That's 50 cents. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 58 cents from Chris. So, I don't know how much we still... no. A $200 mic? I don't think so.
Should we take how much it is?
Give us $200.
Please.
Buy a t-shirt or give us $200. Either way...
We only make like a few bucks.
Okay, to all you people on the main page who keep saying, oh yeah, I'm going to get my credit card tomorrow, I'm going to get paid at work tomorrow, I'm going to buy a t-shirt soon. I don't see anything being bought.
Oh,
why?
I already bought my t-shirt.
Chris bought two t-shirts, everybody. Two.
One black and one white.
Yes. Derek has one. I have one. Jude has one. Why don't you have one?
No, not her.
Yeah.
Oh, she did?
Randimo, Lord of the Rings lady.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, paranoid freak, you're gonna do something too? Buy a mug? I think he said something about wanting a mug.
What about Cody?
I haven't seen Cody in a long time, but Cody, if you're listening, you better buy a shirt too.
It's weird, we actually kind of have a community now, of like a few people.
Yeah.
Yeah, but didn't you have one like last year, but then the other one...
King Tim and Dark Zero.
Oh.
That was our community.
Oh, that was just
Dark Zero hasn't been around
King
for
Tim
a long time.
King Tim only lasted like a week.
Yeah.
He was gone.
What about, I don't know how to say your name. Sue?
Sue.
Oh.
Just call her Nikki.
Oh. Nikki?
Yeah, she doesn't even post on her own forums. I go there sometimes and there's nothing going on. I tried to liven it up sometimes, but...
Oh, in our podcast.
What other girl?
Cat.
Oh, I don't know.
She was also
gone.
Like
people come, they post like 10 times or less, and they're like, nothing going on here. We got lucky with these few people who create activity on their own instead of waiting for it.
Thank you.
Because Derek and I sure don't do that.
Neither do I.
But if you all should at least stop by the forums and check out the topic about the best music video ever made. Jan Terry. I don't want to lose you tonight. You know what my favorite shot is in that video? When the guy is sitting on his motorcycle in the parking lot and then it zooms to a sign that says no parking. There's so many funny zooming shots in that video. Did you watch it, Chris?
No.
Oh.
Did you watch the Phil's music video?
Yeah, I watched
it. Oh, Thoughts Without Words?
Did you get it?
Well,
did you understand?
Did you read the stuff about it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this is for the story.
All right, if anybody here has watched my Thoughts Without Words music video without reading the comment stuff, because I know I wrote a lot, and that sometimes scares people for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, it was a school project, and basically it's about a topic called schooling as transformation. And what that means is, Chris made some weird gesture as if like, ooh. All right. So schooling as transformation pretty much just means changing the school system to be more progressive. Because maybe you sit in your class and the teacher just talks at you. There's no interaction. That's not so great. You want to transform that so everybody's involved. So education becomes an experience rather than something you just have to do.
I think he bought it his teacher's
Bill, no. You're just talking at us.
Derek, what do you think about that?
Oh, thank you for involving me in your lesson.
What
class is called Inquiries into Schooling. It's because I'm doing education.
Oh, yeah.
I'm becoming a teacher.
Be a progressive teacher?
No, probably not.
Oh.
I'm like, okay.
I'll play the clarinet with you. Come on.
I'm not gonna give my students their instruments until the last week of school. But then they'll have an exam on them. I'll say, if you've listened to me throughout the year, you'll know how to play. So. It's your own fault. It's your own fault. You can't do it. Forget practice. Forget practice. It's all theory. It's all listening. I just listened in my grade 9 geography class. I didn't really write notes. I didn't really study much. I got 80% or more. You can do that in anything. It works.
All right.
Subcultured 4.
Coming.
Esmeralda.
No.
Oh, yeah. Go to Derek's blog and look at the original subcultures.
That was the original subculture?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My voice acting is horrible in that. I hate it. It's like, Dad, come hither. Come see this. That's how bad it is. That's exactly what it sounds like.
We both come a long way.
How long ago was that?
That was 2004?
Five?
October?
October 5, 2005.
That's what you wanted it to be like.
That's what it was. Yeah, it's going to be these short little blips of things.
Yeah.
Just the old time scene.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, so what's going on with Subculture 4?
Derek's blog is better than Subculture
4. I don't...
Not just like, he puts more stuff in. He puts like stuff and puts the pictures in the drawings and he puts the videos in. That's cool.
Now I don't do anything at all. The last one was asking you to send in emails for the podcast, so it'll just stay that way. So anybody who goes there will see it. You can make comments. I don't even read them anymore.
Oh.
I go to Derek's all the time. I don't read mine.
Everybody goes to Derek's.
Yeah, Derek is pretty cool. He puts up some of that extra stuff. Pretty neato. Sometimes you have those ones that. Image files where you scribble,
yeah.
And you're like, don't read this, it's just me bantering. Everybody reads it anyways. If you don't want us to read it, you shouldn't put it there.
Yeah, I do it more as a warning.
Okay.
I don't want to read the really long one.
Then you should put it as like a link to something. Then you say, if you want to read this, then you click here.
I don't
want to
click on
something. See, Derek, everybody wants to read it, so don't bother warning us.
You can apologize.
Even if it's people who just stumble in there out of curiosity, they're going to want to read something to see what it's about. Don't read this. Okay, I'm turned off now.
I mean, even the person who wrote this doesn't want me to read it.
All right.
True.
So, Subcultured 4 tomorrow. Excellent.
Tomorrow?
I heard tomorrow.
Maybe late April.
All right, late April. We're ready.
Mid-April now.
Well, no. Okay.
Albert Ball.
April.
Oh, Amazing Guys 4 will be this week.
Yep.
Subculture 4 might be late April. And then Save the Zombies. I don't know when Phil's going to finish his music.
Yep, I got 50% of the tracks done. Tracks down.
Out of 4? 5?
Four? The tracks. Mixing the tracks.
The tracks and the flow.
I got Dr. Dre in the studio with me. P. Diddy over here. We're just slamming it down.
Everything
Timbaland,
has to be featuring Timbaland now.
Timbaland, Bob Rock, that guy who did the Justin Timberlake album.
That's
Pharrell did the first one, right?
Oh, yeah.
The other guy. Okay, the guy who did the Britney Spears album.
That's Pharrell, yeah.
No, some white guy who worked with, like, Linkin Park one time, too. Got Eminem. Forgot the Ghost of Notorious B.I.G. coming back. This is going to be a good album. Or soundtrack. Okay, watch.
I'm already thinking of that.
Watch the movie. Don't listen to the music.
Right.
We're gonna sample maybe some Celine Dion. What we got, P. Diddy? All right, we got some My Heart Will Go On as the opening sequence.
Isn't he now known as Diddy?
Whatever.
Getting shorter and shorter.
Itty.
The
call him D. Sean D. Combs. Why doesn't he just call himself? Why does he have
to clear my throat? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, okay, I should too. Chris. Right. It's like the drum circle right here. I don't know what that means. Hey, did you see the drum circle at school that one day?
No.
All right. So I'm going to finish up those tracks to save the zombies. I think the credits song will be the best.
All right. Look out
for
that.
Got some lyrics. Got them down with Eminem. Eminem's a lyrics master. He was freestyling. Batman 2. Okay. We talked about everything on the list. Because most of it was yours, Derek, and you're like, it's coming.
I'm sorry.
Okay. We are 36 minutes in, and we really haven't really talked about anything canish.
Quarantine's more lively now.
Yeah, we already did that, Chris. You're lagging. You're lagging here. Okay. Chris, do you have any opinion about anything? Anything in the world? Anything? What's going on in the world? Anything? What do you think about Al Gore winning an Oscar? Was it Al Gore?
Was it Al Gore?
What?
For that movie he made.
Inconvenient
Independence
Truth.
Day?
Independence Day. Starring Al Gore and Will Smith.
Will Smith.
What? Okay.
I watched Blue Streak yesterday on TBS.
Why?
It's a pretty good movie. I thought it was pretty good. It had Dave Chappelle.
Silence.
I don't really like Dave Chappelle.
Oh yeah, we finished all the stuff we should talk about.
Yeah,
all right.
You made it sound like we're done.
Can emails. All right, here we go. Can emails.
Can emails.
Can emails. Here we go, rocking the can emails. All right, we'll do the first one from Randimo. This wasn't actually an email, but it's still fan message. Got this one on March 21st. From, yeah, I know, because I had these people send us stuff between the last podcast and this one. Okay. Now they're all getting excited right now listening to this. They're like, yes, finally,
yes.
My voice is going to be heard on the Can podcast that has like 6 subscribers.
Yeah.
Thank you to you 6 people. I don't know who you are.
On YouTube?
No, on where we upload.
On the blog.
To our thing.
Podcast?
Yeah, people can subscribe.
People
6 people.
It's so much more convenient just to go to podcast because those movements.
I know. But maybe they're out somewhere and it comes out without them knowing they want to.
I guess I just visit your site more frequently than they do.
Yeah, see, you should be like Chris. Visit the site more frequently.
Frequently.
Like me. It's not even my homepage, but I go there constantly to check up on things. And maybe not much changes within 10 minutes. Derek, how often do you go to the Can of Nothing?
Every microsecond.
So you're there all the time, pretty much.
I just leave it on there.
Yeah,
and
I do that too.
Look at it.
Come on, change. Reload.
It's funny, because usually I know when the changes are coming, so I shouldn't have to sit and wait.
Yeah.
I do that on the forum, too.
I never seem to be online in the forum the same time other people are, because I go there and there's nobody, so I answer a few things, and then I go back like 5 minutes later and all this stuff is answered, but nobody else is on the forum with me. It's like they're all snipers. They go in, post their message, and leave.
Hey, join the forum, guys.
Yeah.
Join the forum.
Yeah.
It's thriving.
Yeah.
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 Hey, what happened to Can Emails?
All right. Maybe we should do it with another. All right, Derek, what's your favorite instrument?
Celesta.
All right, Derek likes the accordion.
That's Celesta.
Yeah!
Alright.
Canon emails, number one. Okay, now.
Oh, this, yeah, I'm starting the email. That was from the email. I'm going to turn around and read them.
Alright, now we're reading.
Alright, this.
Ew. I'm not still here. Why are you so red?
Hello. I don't know. I've been hot the entire day.
How hot?
Hot for teacher.
Smoking hot.
Yeah, if you don't know that, who cares? Alright, this one comes from Randy Mochica, who's on the website usually. Says, stop interrupting me! Alright, this one's from Randy Mochica, period. Next. Okay now, save the zombies? Tisk mutters under breath, never save the rhinos, ask you, blah, blah, blah. Alright, I do have a question for a podcast. I do.
Why are you not listening to me?
We are.
She says she has a question, but there's six.
Oh, my.
Maybe they're all...
Learn to count. Alright.
No.
Number one. Chris, you guys can just chime in, answer whatever you want. Number one, what is...
We're chiming in right now, before you ask the question.
What?
Do you have to go home?
No.
Oh, I thought you said, I'm only good till six.
Get on with the canny mail.
Okay, number one, what is your favorite Monty Python skit?
Okay. What?
Monty Python.
I don't watch Monty Python.
I like the parrot one.
All right, we'll accept that, because I don't know anything about Monty Python.
I think that's one of the more well-known ones.
Okay.
The parrot one is
the
pretty
dead
long.
Parrot.
The dead parrot.
Has Monty Python has John Cleese.
Put the mic between you two more. You guys are like Derek Hogg.
Derek's a mic hog.
Talk as much in this podcast.
Yeah, just put it closer to Chris. Talk more.
Oh. Chris, this podcast should just be me and Chris. Derek doesn't talk about his projects. I could say what he says about his projects.
Sometimes I do.
Okay, Derek. Oh. Two, who is your most hated American?
Oh, man, this is going to be good. Who do you hate in America, Chris?
I don't hate American.
No one? Not even her?
I love her.
I'm kidding.
You're saying you hate her?
No.
Who is her?
Randimo. Oh, okay.
Just got, making it more obvious.
Got some Americans on our site.
Americans, on our statistics, take up the most bandwidth.
Yeah, so we love America.
It's like 80 gigs compared to 10.
Our own
like
people, I know. I hate,
Remember when you had Star Wars shorts, those, what they call the Clone Wars on it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and everybody downloaded them, like, in one day and killed our bandwidth.
I did that.
No. Well, as long as you guys enjoyed it, that's why I put it there.
Did you finish all of them?
Yeah, I put the entire series up.
Well, Phil, what do you hate?
In America, I hate Michael Bay. I hate Michael Bay. He directed Armageddon. He directed Pearl Harbor. He directed that one with Ewan McGregor with the big explosion. Ewan McGregor and Scarlett Johansson.
La Rouge.
Island something.
No.
Yeah, but I don't like him. He doesn't make good movies. What about you, Chris?
Derek's cousin that lives in America.
All right.
I don't have a cousin in America.
Shut up. You do.
Okay, I do. I have lots of cousins in America.
Chris hates Phil's cousin.
All right.
That cousin that gets me really mad.
Yeah, I know. I know
love
who you're
America.
Talking about.
Do you, Randy Mo?
Can you?
By the dawn's early light.
Okay, that's enough.
I don't know the rest anyway. Alright, number three. Why do you not put Phil in tutu and sombrero and post it?
Okay, let's do that.
No.
What the hell is that? Why don't we put Phil in tutu and
put
sombrero?
Me in a tutu and a
first
sombrero.
Of all, be more English speaking.
Learn grammar.
Speaking. I like that.
Well, why don't we do that?
I don't know.
I'm not asking you to do it.
Well, maybe in Batman.
Yeah, okay. maybe in a movie you'll see it sometime.
All right.
Not making any
maybe
promises.
Han Bond's revenge.
Han Bond's torturing me.
Yeah,
instead of the Christmas hat thing.
Yeah.
I love that hat.
That was Derek's idea. All right.
That is Batman.
That'll be your new hat.
Yeah.
That'll be if we film the winter again.
All right, number four. What's better, Chinese, Japanese, or Mexican food?
Japanese. I like Chinese food.
Chris likes Chinese food. Why? What's so good about Chinese food?
Because you got the fried chicken, you got the fried rice, you got the fried noodles.
Everything's fried in China. Derek.
What?
Chinese, Japanese, or Mexican food?
Oh.
Only Mexican food I had was like Taco Bell.
And that's not even real Mexican.
Yeah, I know.
I guess I'm kind of split between Chinese and Japanese.
I like Japanese better just simply because of sushi. Because I think sushi is the best food in the world.
I think sushi.
They're torn between sushi and chow mein.
I like dim sum.
Dim sum.
I'm a dim sum guy.
Dim sum. Want some dim sum.
Ever heard of Sunsung at Chinatown?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good dim sum.
Yeah. I don't think I have, actually.
Anyway.
Right.
Well, nobody likes Mexican food.
No.
I like Mexican food, but just not as much.
I've only had tacos, and they're okay. I mean, they're not anything special to me.
Oh, yeah. I've also had Doritos.
Doritos Mexican, though?
Well, it's not Mexican.
Like, maybe there's a chip in Mexico.
Nacho.
That's like
yeah,
it, but I mean, the brand Dorito?
Well,
I don't think that's Mexican.
Dorito.
Whatever.
I don't think... Yeah, isn't that just the brand name, not the actual name of a chip?
Because that's nacho.
Because it's like, what if you had called something potato chip, and that's a brand?
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Fine.
Chili.
Chili?
What's chili? Chili's Mexican, isn't it?
Phil's nickname used to be Philly Chili.
Yeah. And remember we had the chili cult?
Yes.
And we had that logo. Oh, I still have I have all this stuff that still has a logo over it.
Cool.
I don't know what it
called.
It wasn't really a cult.
No,
all it
really.
Was, it was like a logo. And that was
the logo. And
we called it
the Chili Cult logo.
We just drew the logo on pencil cases and stuff.
It's like a circle with a face in it.
But the face is drawn in a very specific way. One eye is really big and protrudes outside of the face. And then on the outside of the circle is like, I don't know, fake Greek symbols.
Phil will scan it for you and post it later.
Yeah, okay, I'll try.
Maybe that should be the picture of the podcast.
Oh, we have to do the puppet. We like puppets.
Yeah, I saw Jabba for the last one. I was a little surprised, but then I realized, you know, he is a puppet.
Yeah.
But now he's CG, so I don't know.
Well, it's a picture of old Jabba.
Okay.
Anyway, next question.
Number five. Have you seen The Ballad of Ricky Bobby?
No.
Don't like Will Ferrell.
Nope.
I don't mind Will Ferrell.
I don't know. I haven't really seen anything. I've seen old school.
I like the movie Stranger Than Fiction, but he's not really Will Ferrell in that.
Yeah, I heard he's trying to be more like Jim Carrey and Robin Williams.
It's kind of like Adam Sandler when he does those serious movies.
Every now and then.
Yeah.
Those are good, but then he does the Adam Sandler movies.
I thought Mr. Deeds was kind of funny.
I never saw Mr. Deeds.
I love the part when he's tossing the cats out the window.
I never seen
that. Okay, never mind. He's saving some cats. Yeah. Anyway. So nobody's seen about... which one was that anyway? The car
racing
one?
The racing one.
Yeah, okay.
Talladega.
I think Jude liked that. Yeah.
I don't think
he gave it a good G-rated.
I love Jude.
Hey, Jude, sorry about losing that podcast you were in where we talked about Beast Wars.
Yeah, it's probably not as good as this one.
Oh man, this one's got Power Rangers. This is awesome.
This
might turn out to be my favorite podcast because we don't talk about canned things. Because that's when it gets boring.
That's
when it's just me and Derek.
Yeah.
With me and Derek, it's canned things nonstop.
Yeah.
And it gets
no,
so
last
boring.
Time we talked about Fresh Prince.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Jeff, Yo Free,
see? That was good. That was gold.
Who's
but
a
that
G?
Was like in the
What's
beginning.
A G?
That was only in the beginning. Then it got boring. Oh, we had Metallica, remember?
Hey. All right, number six, last one. I'm confused. Which one of you is going to be the teacher, and why do you feel it's your life's duty to corrupt Canada's youth? All right, well, yeah, that would be me, as we said earlier.
Yeah.
And it's my duty, well, I don't think it's my duty. I'm doing it because I'm doing music, and what do you do with music?
You write music.
You take a chance and try to make it big by composing or being in a band. Or you make really low amounts of money by doing club gigs and things like that, or you make a bit more money doing teaching and being a bit more, having a bit more of a secure job.
can also try to write music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, a lot of music teachers teach, and then they have like like night jobs and
like
stuff
Mr.
where they
Carroll.
Play in bands or write music.
I don't
for
think
people.
Mr. Carroll has a band.
He used to.
Really?
He used to play in a jazz band.
Oh. What instrument does he play?
Sax.
Oh.
Saxophone. I think he played guitar in a band too.
Third band, Phil. What's happening?
Oh yeah,
okay.
I remember
Super Funky Chinese.
Super yeah. Funky Chinese too.
You should upload the. You should share with them. With them.
I
don't
have them anymore.
Oh! But you still have them.
I mean, they're on
the
a tape, but I don't.
I thought you put them up on the form.
I did, but I deleted them because they're just taking up
space.
There
are some lost videos of Phil performing in concert.
Yeah, we played awesome songs like BYOB and some Disturbed song and 3 Days Grace. Yeah. Boom.
Huh?
Yeah, we did. We did For Whom the Bell Tolls.
And he didn't show up for like 15 minutes.
Who?
Your senior guy.
He didn't.
No, well, it was
one
just you guys. And
oh yeah, because the intro is so long.
Yeah.
And we played. I don't know. We just played a bunch of cover songs of songs I don't like. And then they let me choose one. I was like, okay, I can finally play something that I like, something I already know. And they're like, no, that's too hard. our singer can't do that. Oh, fine. We'll do the talent.
You can't do anything anyway.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm picking on you.
Adrian.
I'm calling you out.
He wouldn't listen to this.
Okay, so we're done with Randimo's question.
Yep. Thank you, Randimo. That's one of...
Speak English better.
Okay.
Remember,
be more English speaking.
This next one comes from our sort of associate, Justin B. Evans of Bwish.com. BWISH.com. Check out their site. They
I went there.
Cool
I was
stuff.
Confused what it was. What
yeah.
is it? Is it a blog?
It's kind of like our site. Where they
I didn't see any content. Just a lot of...
Yeah,
they
did.
Yeah,
they did like film comics. I just saw this one thing in a report on something and was like, what does this have to do with anything? I thought it was a blog or something. Sorry, Justin.
Well, anyway.
Justin, you're cool. All right, so Justin says, so, how often do you bwang? Can you bwang? How powerful is your bwang? Will you ever bwang in a movie? You should.
For those who don't know,
Chris doesn't know.
A bwang is a pelvic
bwang,
thrust.
Bwang is like a super powered pelvic thrust, yeah. If you go on their site, they have, I think the...
Oh, so this is something that you have to lead them back to their site.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is their thing. In their movies,
the
Death Fight series or something, they usually fight by bwanging. They do a pelvic thrust. It's like, think of a Hadouken.
Oh yeah, you did put up something good. You put up that Star Wars battle, the lightsaber thing.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
We were talking about your blog. Sorry, I was talking about your blog.
Oh, Ryan versus Dorkman. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. We're not talking about that though. Yeah. Okay. A bwang. Think about a bwang is doing a pelvic thrust and having a Hadouken energy ball come out, or a Kamehameha, something like that. That's what it is. So how often do you bwang, Derek?
Not very often.
I think I'm incapable of bwanging. Chris?
I told you I'm not responding to this.
All right, Chris doesn't want to answer this one. Derek, can you bwang? I just said I'm incapable.
Yeah, I don't think I can.
Have you tried?
I don't think I've ever tried.
I think you need training.
Probably. Or maybe just one you're born with.
Or maybe you have to be part of Wish.
Yeah.
I'm on their forum. I posted like twice. It's just like Justin coming to our forum, posting a few times and disappearing. How powerful is your bwang? That's a little redundant now.
Because
we can't do it. Sorry, Justin. Will you ever bwang in a movie? I don't know. That's kind of your thing, Justin.
You should make an instructional movie about how to bwang.
Yeah.
Maybe other people can bwang.
Yeah. I mean, and if you want to make it more practical, like an actual real life thing, you could maybe post a tutorial of how you do the special effects. How to bwang.
You mean bwanging isn't real?
No, I'm sorry, Chris.
Oh.
Bwanging's not real. Can't actually do it.
So then this question is kind of redundant because you just spoiled it.
Yeah. All right, what do you call that? Suspension of disbelief?
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on to your suspension of disbelief when watching Justin's movies. All right. Anything else to say about bwang? No.
How do you spell
Sorry,
bwang?
Justin. I thought this would turn out better.
B-W-A-N-G.
Okay.
Blank. Exactly how it sounds. It's more of an onomatopoeic thing.
Yeah.
Where it's just a sound. Sound. Like boing, and this one's just boing.
Boing.
Except it's more like boing.
Is it the name that you call out when you fire out the blank, or is it just the sound
blank?
Of the
I don't know, do they call it out?
I don't know.
I haven't seen Deathlight in a long time. That was a pretty cool movie, though.
Yeah.
The new Wii game, No More Heroes, has a character that boings, and it upsets me. Justin B. Evans. P.S. Seriously, boang in a movie and I'll boang you.
Ooh.
There's going to boang in
yeah.
Amazing Guys 4.
Seven.
Killer 7.
Guy.
I like Killer 7.
What's Killer 7?
That's a avant-garde QPSP game. Anyway.
That's a good game.
Okay.
Oh,
avant-garde.
We like our avant-garde stuff.
All the games you play? And have your game fun?
Oh boy.
Oh,
we're
yeah,
55 minutes.
Yeah.
This is going to be a long podcast.
I keep forgetting that I can buy games these days. Because I have a Wii.
Oh,
I
yeah.
don't have the controller.
Can you download NES games yet? Or?
I think so.
Yeah, have you?
I downloaded Kirby's Adventure.
Really? Is it good?
I remember Kirby's Superstar. That was awesome.
Get Zelda 2.
Just a bunch of mini games.
Get Zelda 2.
Some of them are kind of long though.
Yeah.
What's next question?
Next one comes from Hugo D.
I like that one where you have to press the X at the right time, the samurai one.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. Hey, if it's quiet, then I'll talk.
No, man, I was talking.
You have Hugo D, then you stop.
Hugo D is Paranoid Freak.
Oh.
Sorry if you don't want us to give out your name, but...
Well, just...
Oh,
no one's... I know, but maybe he doesn't...
Maybe his last name is D.
What if everyone starts calling him Hugo now? We're going to call you Hugo Weaving.
Hugo is a character from Suikoden 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the actual flame true room.
Yeah, I never chose him.
No, but he's the actual candy guy.
Yeah.
I remember when everyone liked Suiko Dance so much. And I was like, still playing Super NES. Everyone had PlayStation.
Pokemon's the best!
Oh, third one!
Second!
You, Richard, and Danny talking about like Suiko Dance 3, FF7, all these games, and I have no idea what you're talking
Danny.
About.
Danny.
Apon.
Okay.
So, you three were like the huge video game nerds.
Yeah.
It's like every day, hey man, you see that new part of FF7, FMVs are so awesome, so new, never seen anything like that before.
Mm-hmm.
And the stories were so enticing. Oh man, I can't believe Aerith died!
Story though, yeah. How your friend betrays you into the army thing.
We keep going off topic. But never did the email.
we don't like canned email. No, we do.
Canned
All right, Dear Con. After hearing the new podcast number 7.
You mean 10 of nothing, not con.
I know.
Capital C.
I know, I call it the con, though.
I call it
the con.
Yeah, I say the can.
Con. Con was the original way. Then Derek came along and just said can. Everybody says can.
I always said the can.
Oh, okay. I always used con. Since
anyway.
The beginning. After hearing the new podcast number 7 and being, cough, deeply moved by the lack of emails, I decided to send you some questions.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. He's one of the people who actually sent something on his own.
Thank you.
Number one, how did the can start?
Oh,
what big events changed the can over the years?
You can just like send a link to this question.
Yeah, you can read all about exactly how it happened in the museum, in the how it began section, whatever
There's
it's called.
There's a site somewhere, Hugo.
Yeah. Well, just to make it short for people who don't want to, basically... whatever. Basically, there's this guy I knew... He lives in Ottawa. He said, hey, man, you want to make a super happy web page? I said, cool, let's do it.
I even saw the chat for it.
I said, let's call it the can of nothing. He's like, cool, all right, and it started. That's it. We got people to help out. They left. Site went down for a while. Site came back. Derek's here now making movies.
And
what year did it start?
History of the can.
1990.
What year? I don't know, like 2000.
Oh, yeah. 2000?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I didn't
know. Okay, so birth month
yeah.
coming up this August.
Are you gonna do something like last year?
Last year I forgot.
I had to remind you. Exactly. Happy birth month.
Okay. Yeah, maybe we'll do something. Maybe we'll do something. We'll see. What big events changed the can over the years? I think bringing on Derek changed it.
Thank you.
Because Yeah, it was very, it was very, very different before Derek came along.
Yeah, it was a bunch of crap.
Yeah, we didn't really have something to draw people in, like the movie.
There wasn't anything consistent.
Yeah, well, the original idea of the site was just for it to be anything we want. But now we're more refined.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to do movies. We're going to do comics. We're going to do podcasts. Before it was like, all right, I got something on my mind. I'm going to type it up and throw it on the site. I drew a picture in MS Paint. Huh, this is funny. Let's put it up.
I remember that. So
that was the site. That was all it was.
Wasn't it the WTF picture or whatever? I don't know. Try to guess what it is.
But yeah, it was just anything we felt like doing.
Yeah, it was too random.
In a way, that was more fun and stuff came out more often.
That's true.
But now we put out better things. So I like the way it's gone now. I think movies, Derek coming on and starting to do movies are the big events.
One thing I do miss about the old chat was the random interviews that girls used to make.
Yeah.
Those are pretty good.
Yeah, we used to have all those interviews. Derek just put one up of me. Sort of in the same vein, not really.
We don't have as much people to interview.
Yeah. We could interview Chris.
Sure.
You can interview people who, I mean, a lot of those people who were interviewed were like nobodies. I don't remember who like 90% of them are. What inspired you to create the... Okay. No inspiration, really. Just
random.
Just boredom one Saturday morning. That's all it was. How do you create a movie?
Oh, God.
What are the steps?
Flash.
How does the creation of a movie differ from the creation of music or Trashimation?
None, you just use Flash.
So I guess he's talking about the film. I think he's talking about the film. So how do we do our film?
You just film them and then you
edit. It starts with an idea, script it, film it,
mm-hmm.
with a camera, edit it, release it.
That's it.
I mean, yeah. How does it differ from music? Well, music's music.
Yeah.
Well, music starts with the idea, writing it, recording it.
And edit it.
And release it.
Yeah, you can edit it a bit. My recordings are...
Well, I mean, if you have, like, vocals
together. Yeah. I mean, when I do the guitar stuff, I do, like, one riff at a time.
Speaking of which, that last song you made was pretty good.
Something to think about?
I agree.
Thank you.
It was very superhero-esque.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't think it was... I thought it was supposed to be, like, mellow or...
Oh, it's kind of like,
passionate,
like,
passionate.
You see, like, the Hulk.
The Hulk crying.
I guess I can see that, yeah. Oh, speaking of the Hulk, did you hear that Edward Norton's going to play Bruce Banner in the new movie?
Who's Edward Norton?
He's in Fight Club. And
oh, damn, really?
He's a good actor.
Yeah.
He's going to be Bruce, the new Bruce Banner.
Well, whatever happens to the other...
Eric Bana. He doesn't want to be in it. Or I think he's got something else to do. Oh man, he was in Troy. Troy, along with
there are lots of people.
Yeah, the guy who played Faramir was in Troy, and then he was in Lord of the Rings, and then he was in 300. He's being typecast.
Uh-huh. Is the Chinese guy doing it again?
Which one? Oh, Ang Lee. Yeah. No, they're getting the guy who did
X-Men 3.
No. Actually, the guy who wrote X-Men 3 is writing this one.
Oh, great.
And he also wrote Elektra and some other stuff. Zach Penn.
I'm looking forward to not caring about it.
I'll see it, but I'm not going to expect much. So, Derek, you might as well get this out now so you can stop answering emails about it. How do you make Trashimation?
First you put it on Flash.
We're still getting messages about that on YouTube.
I know. And I get emails.
And I keep sending back things. Oh.
Those are the two questions that I get asked the most.
How about Pokemon?
How do you make Pokemon?
Oh, yeah.
And well, does your voice really sound like that in Lion King?
Yes, it does.
That's the worst question because it's so obvious that it's set up.
Anyway, Trashimation, just draw it. I have a graphics tablet that lets you use like a pen and you can just draw like onto your computer. Draw it, put it together, okay, edit it, recording voices, stick it all in, blah, 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 blah. Release!
Alright! Thanks,
no flash.
Hugo D.
I don't use flash.
Thank you, Hugo D. That was very good. I like how you asked to stop.
That his initials are HD.
Yeah, high definition.
Oh, okay, we're going to call you high definition from now on. This next one comes from Jenny. Oh, there's a lot. Jenny. This is Lobby from the last.
Oh, Lobby.
The real name is Jenny.
Lobby.
Apparently.
Real acquaintance, friend.
Yeah. Do you remember the last question from the other podcast about
the drill hands?
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, you can't drill with your head if you don't have arms.
You can!
I told you.
What do you need arms to bend over?
How are you gonna get up?
I can get up without my arms.
And you need something to stabilize your body.
No, you just kneel. You kneel down.
It's not gonna work.
Oh, okay, whatever. Whatever.
I was just yelling at you.
I feel so stupid.
All right, I'm wrong.
Yes. We'll check it out at Mythbusters.
Yeah, we'll send them our podcast. All right, listen to this part. Who's right? Do you watch Mythbusters?
Sometimes.
It's pretty useful. Some of them are boring, though.
Yeah, but I don't like it when something big's supposed to happen and then nothing happens. I hate that. It's so boring.
Okay. If this question is from Jenny, this one says, if Phil's eyeball were to get into a fight with a chocolate eyeball, which would win?
Well, your eyeball would win because the chocolate eyeball would sweat and you'd start to melt.
But how can chocolate sweat?
Because with your face.
It would melt. It would melt. It would sweat. Chocolate doesn't
have... But the chocolate will get into your eye, and your eye will get infected.
Does your eye get infected if chocolate touches it?
How are they going to fight? They're not even going to move.
Chris, I have something for you. I want you to put some chocolate on your contacts.
My eye's going to get infected.
Next time you tell us what happened.
I won't have an eye
I can't see anymore. It's all your fault. All right, so...
If you finger your eye and you keep it there, it's going to get infected.
Yeah, I guess so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even if you wash your finger a lot. So my eyeball would win.
Would it be detached or still in your head? Is it like your eyeball coming out and
fighting? I would assume that because, like, who has a chocolate eyeball to fight fairly that way? Yeah.
But then again, how would your eye was still in your socket?
Chocolate eyeballs.
How would your...
They make bubble gum eyeballs. Why not chocolate?
Because bubbles come in balls.
Yeah. You can make chocolate.
Chocolate has balls.
Yeah, but... We had to laugh. It could have been more serious and they could have been laughing at this.
Chocolate salty balls.
But yeah, remember the chef episode where you get edited and...
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Hello, children. I wanna magma. That was hilarious. A super happy adventure club or something.
Yeah.
And then he dies at the end. He's all torn up and Cartman's like, oh no, maybe he's still alive. His organs are outside.
But that was good. That was just a way to kill off.
Yeah.
But I like Chef. Too bad.
Yeah, this is one of the best characters.
Yeah. But then they didn't really use him after, like, what, the third season?
Not really.
Had, like,
he was kind of like the Wilson of, you know, Wilson from Home Improvement. They just go to him for, like, one thing. He sings a song and it doesn't really help them. And then they just move on. So, thank you, Jenny, for that awesome question about my eyeball. Can't wait to
Why
see.
Why is it just Phil's eyeball? Do you have something special about your eyeball?
Phil has better eyeball.
My eyes are really bad.
Really bad.
Have you seen my new glasses? I got my prescription. Look how thick the glasses are.
Wow.
too much computer time. Whatever. You go blind one day. If I go blind, we can do a Daredevil movie. All right. Next question comes from Missy O.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Nope, you don't know?
Is that Tim?
No, I know. These are the people I outsourced.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Lied.
You're a liar!
Don't believe anything I say. Alright, here you go. I'm feeling lazy, so just a short list. Short list, this is a long list.
Okay.
Have you ever eaten...
Multi-question.
Yeah. Have you ever eaten iguana?
No.
Nope.
Nope. When was the last time you wore makeup? Derek wore makeup and we tried to do Thoughts Without Words.
Yep.
We tried to put a fake beard on him.
Using eye makeup on my chin. Didn't work out very well.
And then he tried to wash it off and it smudged and he looked like a hobo.
That was good. How about you guys?
I wore makeup last week Sunday. I put eyeliner on my eyes.
Really?
Just to see what it would look like.
I don't think I've ever worn any.
Ever? Not even like Halloween costume?
I'm trying to think. Like, what have I been for Halloween? Once I was Men in Black. That was when I went to your house, Chris, for Halloween one time.
Oh, yeah.
Once I was a doctor. Once... No.
Never?
I don't think so. Not that I can remember.
You have to do a movie where you wear makeup.
Okay.
And then wear the pink tutu.
And wear a pink tutu and a sombrero.
Okay.
I like how that one's sounding.
Can you write something for that?
Yes.
Boomby. That's our Boomby. Guy in a brown sombrero with a tutu.
Oh, but I like the suit. You need to watch it.
All right.
Yeah.
Next question. Platforms versus stilettos. Discuss.
Stilettos, yo.
Platforms, Kiss wore platforms. I don't like Kiss.
What did you just say? Platform.
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 No, but you just said platform, Kiss,
war, platform. Platforms, Kiss, war, platform. I don't like platforms. Kiss.
What?
I say platforms. Disco Stew also had the cool platforms with the fish in it.
No, stilettos, you can stab people with your heels.
You can stomp on people with stilettos. With, platforms.
But it's not pokey.
Pokemon.
Gotta catch 'em all.
Pokemon, man.
We all live in Pokemon world.
Chris, what do you think? You gotta break the
platform.
Chris broke the tie. Platforms are better.
Minority rights.
All right, how about if you had to wear them?
What?
Platform.
Exactly.
We're not talking about wearing. We're talking about which is more awesome.
How about on other people, men or women?
Platform.
I think they're both stupid looking. Just kidding.
I think platforms are more for everybody. Because of Kiss.
Okay.
I just realized that this makes me want to
move. Oh, yeah, we did for a
while. And have you ever seen...
Yeah, because we have to move it, because Phil said to move it.
Yeah. Still.
All right. Thank you, Derek. How did you manage to pack such awesomeness into under 2 minutes in CanCast 8? Derek?
Huh? Well, that was you, because you were all like high and drunk.
Hey!
And, oh, man.
Hey! Hey! When it's Boy Meets World! Is sushi overrated? No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Why? Why is
it overrated?
When California rules become sushi, that's when it comes
okay.
Overrated.
Well, do you like sushi, though?
Yeah.
Alright. As long as you like it. It can be overrated. Like, that's okay.
Like, you know, and then you see, like, business women, and they come to their desk, and they're just, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How much?
Yeah, it's not great when people go there, and they're, oh, I'm so cultured now. Yeah. I had a California roll. in a Japanese restaurant.
You know what's funny? A lot of the so-called, quote-unquote, Japanese sushi places
are Korean.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Oh well, sushi's good.
Yeah.
I don't think it's overrated. Chris thinks it's overrated. Best Asian food discussed. Sushi.
We already talked about this. Kind of.
Okay, but we didn't get to talk about like Indian food or.
That's true.
You like Indian food?
I like Cantonese.
I like some Indian food. And I like Mongolian barbecue.
Derek likes his frozen.
I like pho.
Curry.
I like Vietnamese pho.
I don't like
pho. However they say it. You don't like pho?
I've never
there's a whole place
like a big bowl of noodles and meat and leaves and stuff. Yeah. And what else is there?
I don't know.
I don't like Thai food.
It's halal.
Halal. Thai
I guess
food
that's Asian, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we talking about halal? Asian. We're talking about Asian food.
Well, that's like South.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really only eat Chinese and Japanese.
Yeah.
No, I've had... Filipino at like family thing.
Yeah.
But not always that great. Maybe it's the cooking. I don't know.
Adobo's
pretty like normal. It's pretty good. Some of the noodles. Not really.
No.
Not really. Rice, do you know the difference between, like, Chinese rice and Japanese rice? And do you? Or you just eat rice?
We love rice. Rice is so good. Do you like your rice? I'm going to pour some rice all over you.
All right. What's your favorite nut? Jim Carrey.
Almond.
Chris? Macadamia.
Macadamia.
Did you say Jim Carrey?
Because he's nutty. Get it?
Well, you should have said Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
He's a nutty professor.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe we... I'm not going to waste my time. Okay, we're at a minute, hour 15.
Wow. These questions take a long time.
All right, next. We're just going to plow through these now. The world, flat or round? Round.
Flat.
Okay,
like,
I guess
obviously.
It's flat now. The Mad Tea Party.
What?
The Hatter, the March Hare, and the Dormouse sit at a round table. On the table are 12 cups full of tea.
Oh, God.
Every day at 6 o'clock, each of the table companions moves 2 places to his right or left. If the place is free... Oh, what are you doing? Chris knocked over all my Star Wars toys.
Tragedy. We're here at Ground Zero.
Just hang them up anywhere for now. There is... Actually, there is no order.
Alphabetical order?
No.
Date release?
Served by series.
All the failed toys.
All right, we don't understand this one, so we're not going to answer it. Sorry, Missy. All right, that's all I got for now. Have fun, boys, and I hope your next podcast is as awesome as your last. I think this one's the best.
You think everyone's the best?
Next
at
one is from Catherine S. This is Kat from the forum.
Oh.
Old,
hey, that's great.
Old whatever. Old.
Why don't you come
forums.
Back?
Come back.
I have a question
come
for
back.
You.
This one's a little, I don't know, you can answer this in 3 ways, I figured. I read these before.
Oh,
you could, I don't screen them. I'm just interested in what people ask.
That's understandable.
But okay, you can answer
that
this one.
Easy.
Let's read it. You can figure out. You can choose the way you want to answer it.
Okay.
What happens when the unstoppable force meets the immovable object?
Oh.
It can be scientific. It can be philosophical. Oh. Or it can be the way I originally thought of it. X-Men. Unstoppable juggernaut running towards the immovable blob.
Hmm.
What happens?
Yeah, I like thinking about it that way.
Yeah. Because, I mean, his name is the unstoppable juggernaut.
Yeah.
And the blob is apparently immovable.
Hmm.
But it also goes scientific from that, too. Because when you hit the blob,
yeah.
He absorbs all the energy.
So, technically.
But what happens? Does juggernaut stop running?
He just gets absorbed into the blob.
Oh, eventually he has to stop then, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Like, he can keep running to a certain point, but how far can he stretch the blob?
Hmm.
And how far will the blob go before he actually moves?
I say they both get cancelled out and they just both disappear.
Ah, yeah.
Hmm, maybe.
So, do they die or disappear?
Yeah.
They just disappear.
too much energy fighting each other.
Exactly.
One's pushing forward, one's pushing backwards. Implosion. They're gone. That makes sense. I don't really know science that much, but it makes sense.
We should have Alex here.
Kind of like when you have, you know, minus one, plus one becomes zero.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's good, Chris.
That's
good. I like the way we sync together. I bring in the nerd angle. Derek,
I don't know
what Derek does. Chris solves it. So this is a team effort with a straggler.
Yes.
All right. It says don't cheat, so I assume you can find the answer on Google or something.
On Wikipedia.
But I'm not gonna cheat. Okay. That was pretty good. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Oh, this one isn't actually a question, and I actually replied to it, but I thought we might be able to answer it here. Maybe you guys, maybe Derek has something to say. Why don't you spoof Lost or South Park or Fantastic Four?
Never watched Lost.
Lost is stupid.
Okay.
South Park's already such
heavy satire.
Yeah, impossible to do South Park. Fantastic Four, we don't really like Fantastic Four. All right, there you go.
Thank you.
This one
that
comes
one was fast.
Some
fast
comes,
like.
This one comes from Black Wolf, Dear Philip.
And we don't appreciate black wolves, only yellow ones.
All right, we only like yellow wolves, so we don't really appreciate your questions. Long
we don't take kindly to black wolves.
Long time listener, first time caller. You're not really calling, I don't know what you're talking about. You're dumb.
Yeah.
I have one of the most important questions mankind has ever faced.
I thought the immovable object.
Yeah, I thought that was a pretty important one. And I believe you are the only one, only being capable of answering.
Ying, so I guess the only one that can
Well, it says, Dear Philip.
True.
You can answer, you can answer. Let's say, Dear Can of Nothing. Next time, be more inclusive. We like inclusiveness.
Yeah, don't
here.
Single one person out.
Yeah.
You don't like that.
Okay, I can't really take this question seriously, though, because you have a major spelling error. It says, his question is, the Mighty Morphing Power Rangers get in a fight with the X-Men original lineup. Who wins? Morphing? What? Morphin. It's even in the logo. Morphin. It's on their morphers. Mighty Morphin.
So I guess the X-Men wins is another thing as a morpher.
Yeah, X-Men win. X-Men
easy.
Win. You,
why was that so hard?
You messed everything up on your own. You're overzealous fan, Black Wolf. Okay, I guess you can be... You're obviously not an overzealous fan of the Power Rangers.
Oh.
I'm sad now, Derek.
You need to write some sad songs.
Alright, I'm going to write a sad song.
Okay.
What's a good sad instrument?
Celesta.
Accordion.
Derek likes the accordion.
No!
I'm too happy to be sad.
To go in the war.
That's sad. Told you.
Okay, we're not gonna make a sad song.
Oh.
And that's it for canned emails.
Wow.
Yeah. So
much more than last time.
I hope you're satisfied. I hope we went off topic a lot.
We did.
Hopefully we answered to your liking. I think we just kind of plowed through them pretty quickly
because
we went into it too late.
Yeah.
But that's okay. That's okay.
That's okay.
So is there a song you guys want to hear at the end?
Adversity?
I want to hear...
Anything else you want to say before we leave?
No.
No? Send in more questions. More
next movie
yeah, when's Phil's next movie?
When's my next movie?
What is it?
Well, I've written some small ones, but we're not really talking about them because we're not doing anything yet. And there's just Batman. I want to focus on Batman. Everything else takes
more
a back seat.
Phil, do more.
I'm gonna finish.
Yeah, no, see how big multitasking.
Yeah,
well, my
Derek,
stuff's short though.
Derek knows how to do that. I gotta work on one thing at a time. Pace myself.
Yourself.
I do other things. I have a life outside the can.
Oh.
Unlike me.
Derek just works on his movies all the time.
What? I thought he said he just works on them at night.
Oh yeah, Derek sleeps during the day.
Sleep all day.
All right, so thank you.
Yeah,
even though we maybe
the right word.
Maybe
cut you slack.
It's a country song.
Country song from The Simpsons. Lurleen Lumpkin.
Oh, yeah. The one.
No one understands you, but I do.
I remember now. Then she meets Ned and.
No!
What?
No, that's the wrong one.
It's the one where she's in love with Homer.
Oh,
you
yeah.
With me tonight.
And he becomes like her manager and something?
Yeah.
All right. So thank you to everyone for sending in your questions, your emails, your comments. We appreciate it, even though we didn't answer them that well. Yeah, some of them were easy to answer. Some of them we had to think a bit, which is good. So send in for the next podcast. Send in more emails. Send in some questions. You can do it. You can do it on YouTube if you want. If you can find our channel. You can email me, you can email Derek, you can...
Email Chris.
Yeah.
you can post the questions on our main page, on the blogs, anywhere. Just make sure you tell us it's for the podcast.
Oh, yeah, I'm thinking of writing a review again.
Oh,
yay!
Cool.
Been
of
so
what?
Long.
Of what?
I don't know.
No? More Asian cinema?
Maybe a video game.
Oh, cool. Yeah, you can add one more to our video game.
Yeah.
You only have Wind Waker.
Yeah.
You want to get in one more throat clear? Thank you.
I want to hear Whitney Houston.
I don't have Whitney Houston.
Oh, goodness.
All right, we're gonna end this by listening.
No,
Whitney Houston cover.
Whitney Houston cover?
Yeah. We should write her after if she could do
it. We're gonna end this podcast by listening to podcast number 8. Here you go.
Yay!
Everybody, hey buddies. This is Kimcast 8.
Hey!
Huge news that Phil, what are you doing? Stop that! Okay, so this is about a bit out. Phil, come on! Phil, you want to talk about?
Funny world.